Vandenberg County farmers Pat Bittner and his father John Bittner have used a regenerative ag system on their farm with success. But alongside success can also come challenges. They share those challenges on the latest episode of the HAT Soil Health Podcast, brought to you by the Conservation Cropping Systems Initiative. Pat says one of those challenges is planting a cover crop early enough.
We chase the combine, but it's just the seasons, you know, we plant by temperature, so we're not trying to be the first ones out there. We've never had a cover crop failure, but we'd like it taller going into the dormant season over winter to stop residue from shifting and things like that, and armor the soil during the winter months.
Pat adds that having a mentor is essential to make a regenerative ag system work.
The challenge is that a lot of people experience where they think they try it and they say, well, this doesn't work. They don't ever do it again. A lot of that is because they tried it without either A, talking to another regenerative farmer who's been doing it for a while, or taking the time to learn this system. It is a system, no different than conventional is a system. You can't pick and choose the parts and pieces of a system and expect it to work.
Pat's father, John, says it's worth reflecting on the value of a farm to help guide your production decisions.
Well, I've always thought of a farm as like a diamond. And so I think you look at your farm as, how long did it take to make that topsoil? Is it precious? Should we take care of it? Am I working with nature, or am I doing something here and burning up the soil in my lifetime or within a short period of time?
The Bittners are joined on the podcast by Gibson County farmers Aaron Kruger and his grandpa Ronald Kruger. You can hear more insight and wisdom in the HAT Soil Health Podcast, brought to you by the Conservation Cropping Systems Initiative, at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Elise Koning.